This week on Clown College.
So the first one is it. Okay, so who's doing this first?
You.
Okay, so you know what?
Who are you attracted to?
The audience, I know somebody. You could be driving. I'm going to read it. To whom you are attracted to.
Uh-huh.
You get the first choice. You got both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly people of the opposite sex from mine. Mostly people of the same sex as mine. Only people are the okay, they're trying to confuse the fuck out of
It's not a trick question.
They're doing this shit on purpose.
Keep on going. Keep on going.
Only people the same thing. There we go.
Let him take it.
The one I clicked on was the one that said only people the same sex.
Yeah.
It's just my preference.
Yeah.
That's his preference, dude.
Okay.
You know, everybody got a different one.
Who have you had sex with?
Who you had sex with? Both men and women. Both men and women prefer, but I prefer people with opposite sex. Both men and women, but I prefer the same as my. That's okay. Only people of sex of minds are only what? Only people.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon.
Remember the first drink?
That was your first one. Everybody was here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you took six shots in that time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, we, you know, maybe.
God,
I don't remember.
Damn.
We're just having fun, dude.
Hell yeah, we're chilling.
Uh huh.
Feeling like a villain.
Back with a Halloween episode.
motherfuckers.
Hmm.
I was just acting. I was howling. I was like, howl, motherfuckers.
You're a weird dog.
Hell yeah, man. No, actually, I'm a hot dog warrior.
Where's your
wiener dog?
I fight for the ones that they took from me. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. They took your wiener?
Nah, man, all the hot dogs they out there killing, man. That shit ain't
right.
Oh,
dude, you like the ghost of circumcision's past.
Oh, shit.
Basically, man.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck.
What's that right there?
It's my sword.
It's what they circumcised King Arthur with.
Goddamn.
Take the ones that took mine.
Goddamn.
Hell yeah.
That's a fucking, I like
defender
it.
Defender of the
man,
hot dog.
Defender of the hot dog, man. That's number one.
Who's your number one arch nemesis?
Nemesis,
hold on.
No, it was fine. Nemesis.
I'm just fucking. My arch nemesis, I guess the people at the hot dog, what's the dude to be like, hey, get your dog, get your hot dog.
The hot dog cart guy?
Come on, get it. Hot. It's hot. Get this wiener. Like, you know those people that be at the hot dog stand?
Yeah.
And then
there's the guy selling
games.
The dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in that case, it's bad.
Yeah.
That's horrible shit, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather it be some dude just walking around with his junk out talking about, hey, it's a wiener, man, because I'm a hot dog, and I don't fuck with that, so.
Oh, right, because it's like people selling your kind.
Yeah, they selling my, but if it's
you'd
just.
You'd rather a naked human, because
even
that's
though
not
I wouldn't want to see none of that
the
shit.
The trans-fat Atlantic slave trade.
That's what I'm saying, in that case, in there, man. Because, like, multi-personality, I'm a hot dog warrior. This ain't Brandon. No, I'm just kidding. This is
who's Brandon?
No, what?
Okay, it sounds weird. This is okay.
Well, no, you said you were just telling us you would rather see a naked man than a hot dogs.
Oh, I was
because he's a hot dog.
I was acting like I was the hot dog warrior. I mean, real mean, nah, man. Go to the hot dog stand.
Do you like hot dogs?
No.
When's the last time you had a hot dog?
It's been a while.
Really?
I can't tell you.
Because.
It's confidential.
I watch them like make it all the time, and it's just that helps
all the time.
Like, if you watch them make, like, if you watch people make hot dogs, you're not gonna eat hot dogs.
They played it at Fat Sammy's
on
a loop.
I was gonna say, it is what's playing behind us when
exactly.
We do comedy at the fucking Fat Sammy's work.
That's so crazy that they do that.
It's
just on a loop.
Do they serve hot dogs?
No.
Of course,
it literally makes it feel like we're doing a TikTok. Like a stand-up on the bottom and then a fucking how it's made on top. It's insane. Yeah. It's fucking wild.
And they fucked Brandon up that one time because they had wrestling on. Ugh. Like a 1988 wrestling. You remember the match?
Yes, it was. It had Hulk Hogan. I saw Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Was there Sergeant Slaughter in there? I feel like he would, but I could be wrong. It looked like it was towards the 90s, probably. It could have been a Survivor Series.
Early 90s?
Early 90s, probably. Mm. Like 90, 89. Mm. That's my guess, though.
Okay.
It's blurry.
Brandon, this is another huge deal, guys. Isn't it? He's a huge wrestling fan.
Yes.
Yeah. All right?
Yeah. But now, you're going to become a wrestler.
I know.
It's going to be insane.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty sick, dude.
Brandon the Black Bear Willis. Whew. He's going to be supreme. That's a good-ass dude.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And you're going to fuck up who?
Fuck up who? Adam Priest.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But he's a WWE superstar.
Hell yeah. But
he's
Yeah, Brandon the Black Bear Willis, that's a different guy, man. Like, I watched him perform and shit, and you know, he's good.
He's good?
Like, he whoops ass. I'm wearing his robe.
Is he, though, a WWE star caliber like Adam Priest?
Dude, he could. I honestly feel like he could. If he puts in the training and stuff and goes out to these wrestling matches and stop wrestling in his backyard, talking about he got fucked up by a black bear, then he could do this shit.
No.
What's his backstory?
Huh?
What's his backstory?
Well, there's two things. One, his backstory is that he went on a journey to Gatlinburg in the woods and saw black bears, and he was like, man, I love black bears, man. They're powerful, they're intelligent, they're elegant, and they look good. And, you know, that could be me.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has another theory that he went out into them woods one night and got fucked up by this black bear. Like, it was horrible.
Mm.
Beat his ass. But guess what? Out of nowhere, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I don't know if it was cocaine or whatever the fuck, a crack. Because, you know, so he got extra powers and fucked this bear up somehow.
Oh.
And he even stuffed it and walks around with it all the time.
Mm.
God damn.
That's how tough he is.
Damn, he sounds menacing, dude.
Yeah, he's very menacing. I don't fuck with him.
Hey.
No.
I'm scared for Adam Priest.
Black bear.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Has Adam Priest ever been mauled?
No.
Right?
I don't know. The black bear, he's crazy.
The black bear has.
Man.
And he fucking survived it.
Hell fucking yeah.
Show him the scar.
Show him the scar. I'm not the black bear.
Oh.
No.
If I was the black bear, you would see it, man. He's the goat.
That's Hot Dog Warrior.
Yeah, that's Hot Dog Warrior.
The black bear is the goat. You know something? Let me show you something, man. You see Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah.
They got nothing on the black bear.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
The black bear crazy, man. He been in them.
Hulk Hogan calls him something different.
Yeah, he does.
Different subspecies of bear.
So does black bear. He calls him dinner, man.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what JJ was talking about there.
That's not what I was saying.
It rhymes.
Which part are we eating today?
The ass.
Fuck, yeah. Get that's your ass some ass. That's how bears start.
And that's
they eat from the ass.
They eat from the ass, Brandon.
They
hell yeah, they do.
First.
They do. They do.
They eat from the ass first.
Apex predators eat from the ass.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Are you apex predator, Brandon?
Apex predator, no, because that's a snake, right?
It could be.
Depends on what food chain you're looking at.
That's top of the chain, right?
Of all the chains?
No.
What's the top?
I mean, a lion, man. It's a king, right?
Lion's the king of the food, all the food, like the top of apex.
But he got nothing on the black bear. You want to tell you why?
Why?
You want to tell you why?
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 Cause this black bear pull up with a fucking gun. He'll shoot that lion, man. He don't care. Mm. Black bears don't play. They run these streets.
Despite only making up 13% of the bear population.
Black bears own a disproportionate amount of guns.
It's estimated they're not registered.
And they're all illegal because they can't fucking,
yeah. Yeah, man. They gotta make their own guns. Shit.
Oh, shit. No. Like Ace.
Hell yeah, man.
No. Ace Boogie.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You can make your own guns here in Alabama, right?
Now you could do anything. I mean, anything you can do anything.
Yeah, but not ones to commit crimes.
Dude, what about the Japanese guy that built the fucking gun to shoot their prime minister?
And it was all plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got through the metal detector. That's
what's
smart.
His name?
It's good.
Well, the prime minister's
ingenuity.
Name. Shinzo Abe.
That's his name?
That's the prime minister's name. Oh. I don't know who the murderer's name is.
Type that in.
Okay, and his name is what?
Shinzo.
Do you think there was a guy from a shitty town in Japan that nobody knows about that could have blocked the bullet and been the James S. Brady of, like, Okinawa?
But it's going to be hard to be James S. Brady.
Yeah.
Look up Shinzo Abe assassination.
Damn, I heard this on NPR.
Yeah.
He's the one who got shot?
Yeah, he's the prime minister that died, yeah. That's the guy who shot him.
Right here.
They don't even show the guy's face for it. Oh, at least he had a mask on. At least he was being safe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. At least somebody cared about COVID. You know?
Mm-hmm. Because for far too long, people
took it. That's the dude?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
I would hate to die by somebody who looked like
that's
that.
Like the guy. That's the guy who went after Trump.
Look at his gun.
Not even his race, just how he looks, huh?
Yeah. Look at the fucking Fallout Mad Max gun, dude.
That looks like a bowling alley laser tag gun that has been passed down for 30 years.
It's like a generator attached to that thing.
Yeah, it's like a laser gun from Fallout, dude.
It's too light. You see the gas. Shit.
Just electrical tape, wood, and fucking tubes.
It's got to be like some kind of propellant, so. See it hard, CO2, I don't know.
Yeah,
Is CO2. This him getting shot? No, that's just...
That's like right before. That's at the event.
Did this guy die?
Yeah, Shinzo Abe died.
Damn, bro, he successfully killed
him. Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's fucked up, because wasn't this guy good?
Bro. I mean, politicians.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he was like Obama or anything, but...
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't think he was bad.
My president is black. My Lambo, too. And I'll be goddamned if my rims ain't too. It's words to live by.
Yeah. What would the Japanese version be, Dom? What would they say in those?
My president is.
I was waiting for you.
How would you want to go?
Yellow.
Yeah, you should do it.
What rhymes with yellow?
Alex Z back on the pot.
Kind of like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Alex Z cosplaying is the guy that arrested him after he shot him.
Yeah. Hong Kong PD.
Hell yeah, man.
No, we still don't like black people.
Oh yeah. No, Japanese is cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. There aren't many. They're a novelty.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But they treat them right.
Yeah. Kind of like
now the Chinese, your people.
It depends where you go.
Yeah.
Depends where you go.
Yeah.
Which part should I not go to? I want to go to China.
You do want to?
I do.
Okay.
Why China?
Well, to visit. I don't know. Just go somewhere nice.
They gonna touch you, they gonna touch your face because they don't see.
They're gonna be like,
"That's okay."
They don't see a con like that.
That's all right.
You should do that thing that guy in the Iron Man costume did, where he takes the mask off and he has the white
fucking
buzzer.
Funny.
But you should be dressed as
that
the hot
dog. Literally my favorite video.
What is it?
Look up "Black Man Scares Asian Lady." Just look.
Old up. Chinese sure woman amazed by black
what
skin.
What if I already had it in there?
Iron Man?
It's purple, highlighted.
Oh, that's
the
one.
That's go to videos. Videos. Oh, yep.
What's that one?
Like,
what was that other one, dude?
So fucking good. You are screen recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can put that in anyway. But oh my god,
that's so fucking good.
And it's so real. It's not even funny. That is so. My grandma would react that way. Like that is fucking perfect.
Hey, hold on. Go back.
Go back. Play the noise.
He said, "Who?"
Play
the
noise.
And they didn't even use karate.
We need that on the soundboard when we upgrade.
Did you think he knew that was gonna happen?
I don't know. And that was real. That was pure right there.
Why was she standing so still?
Why does it say brassiere?
That's funny.
Did you just call it brassiere, dude?
Yeah.
It's Brazzers.
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 Oh. Yeah.
Have you been saying that the whole time, man?
That's
No, that's Brazzers.
Was it Browsers?
Brazzers.
Brazzers.
Man, how it's spelled, dude.
First of all, you shouldn't make fun of people with disabilities.
Hey, well, we have to delete this entire podcast, every episode ever. Somebody get something, dude.
It's been rough. Exactly. It's been a rough 51 episodes.
Damn,
yeah,
dude.
Let me get 50. That's what's
Hell
up.
Yeah.
I should
Hell
do those applauses yeah. long.
51. You guys got any alien stories?
Aliens?
Aliens?
Aliens.
What about
them? No, they're not real, man.
Got any alien stories?
Alien stories. That's a good. I don't think I got one. I don't really see. I feel like people that encounter shit like that, they like kind of are like asking for it in a way. You know,
they
want
to see it.
Yeah,
they
kind of want to. I kind of don't, because I feel like if I ever saw some shit like that, I would, in order to cope with it, I would have to become a crazy, or like it would just like make me actually schizophrenic. Like I'd either become like a Bigfoot hunter or I'd just go nuts. Like I think.
Who do you think is the most likely to get abducted by aliens?
In the group? In the gang?
Well, in the gang. Jake.
Probably
without a doubt, because he would go towards it. Without a doubt.
He's narcissistic enough to think aliens would want something from him.
And then they would just like go right past him and get Brandon.
Yeah.
And
he'd keep trying
to jump into like the tractor beam.
Yeah.
It just won't pick him up.
They just haven't made that technology strong enough to get him yet.
His hips are poking out of the bin.
So we sense
stuck in the fucking porthole.
We sense too much metal in his pocket.
I would have been 3 hours away by then.
Oh, you've been gone? You don't fuck with aliens?
No, man. If you see an alien, he's abducting people. Why am I going to stay there and watch?
That's fair.
You don't want to get probed?
Would you let him get taken up?
Get who taken up?
Jake.
Nah, man. I'd be like, hey, man, that's my bro, man. You can't do that.
But you're going to run, though, too.
Run? Yeah. I'm going to run at him. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab, push Jake, be like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. And we're going to run.
But Jake just is still recovering for the past year from his groin surgery, and he had that really bad inner ear infection.
So I'm going to have to carry him.
So he wouldn't be, he's not mobile enough.
And then I'll carry him.
To escape.
Fuck it, man. We'll carry him together. You going to help me?
Whoa. Don't drag JJ into this.
Who's going to help me carry?
That's Brandon's David Goggins. Who's going to carry the boat? Who's going to carry Jake?
Get away from this
anyway. Gosh, dude.
And he coming out.
Speaking of Jake being immobile, dude, we played basketball.
Yeah, how was that?
We played basketball. Jake is like 5% better than you think he would be, which is still nothing. You know, but he has like this super flat shot. He just goes straight forward, no arc at all. And his face was like a burgundy color after he had to play. Like just deep purple, dude.
Looking like one of the stripes on Dom's shirt.
And just, like, he's guarding you with his hands in his hoodie pocket. He just...
I don't understand that.
I don't, dude.
It's because
it's not meant to be.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then also, I just like to throw out there that Matthew Lumber lost. He did lose. Me and Blake Russell beat Jake and Matthew Lumber, Team Pop
So
Sensation,
Matthew Lumber,
dude.
So Brandon, you were lying to us. That means JJ's better than, better than Matthew Lumber.
You said who's better than Matthew?
Either both are.
That means both of us are.
Yeah, that means both of you guys are.
Is this Jake?
Don't know.
Yeah, this was from earlier. I was saying, this is this what it looked like on the court?
When he got, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it just came late.
This movie, this scene fucked me up as a kid.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't like the Augustus Gloop.
Charlie
one.
And the Chocolate Factory.
Not the that's the original one? Yeah.
No, this is the 2006 one. The original
top
one.
The top one's original, the bottom, the second rose. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Gene Wilder. This is Charlie. Yeah. Well, I mean Johnny.
Don't take that off.
Yeah, let's back it up.
I liked it till their face got fat.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to Brazzers over there. But anyways.
Who was that? Taylor fucking Momsen? Who the fuck was that?
Wait, who?
That was like some now famous star or something. I don't know. When she was a kid.
She has OnlyFans now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she does specifically Violet Beauregard.
Wait, so what movies was she in?
I don't fucking
Because I was a kid and I used to watch movies.
No way, dude.
I know.
I don't believe it.
You watch whole movies?
Oh, man, dude, you know it. The ones I could watch.
Which ones could you watch?
Man, mainly Shark Tales.
Okay.
That was a good one.
That's about it. I couldn't really watch
it. I just didn't understand why they had a car wash underwater.
Dude.
That was crazy.
That is crazy. I just realized.
It doesn't even make sense.
And then they got the Shark Mafia.
It's like, why would they make that movie so...
Like, dude, why is he going to... Like, then they're going to have a Shark Mafia, and they all scared of a fucking fish. Like, you just smack that bitch in half or eat it. You know what I mean?
It just doesn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense.
It's like that movie's not realistic at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would...
And you wouldn't think.
You would think. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I just realized that. That is crazy, man. Because none of that's right. And then you got the corn dogs, and then that soggy.
Come on.
Now that.
You can't have a soggy corn dog.
That's what I'm saying.
And they must have had a lot of oil on it, because the oil and the water don't mix, so it prevents
You scrubbing a fucking whale's tongue and shit?
Yeah, that's freaky.
Well, they got graffiti? Huh?
Why they scrub the tongue?
Oh, the car wash. And then he would burp and like almost
the whales
like
are the cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You never seen Shark Tale?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
We gotta watch that.
Yeah,
that
should be first on our list.
That's gotta be the first movie.
We should just scrap all the other plans we had for a year and watch Shark Tale.
It's better than Shrek.
He went back on it.
About better than Shrek.
He went back on it immediately.
They got an underwater city.
Oh man, let me show you.
Yeah, let me see that.
It is nice, dude. He has one point he's in a penthouse apartment.
I used to go to bed watching this.
City Reef Tours.
Mm-hmm.
Gup instead of Gap.
Yeah. Talking about he could stop that. Man, get out of here.
What, that's the big shark he's going up against?
Oh, man, dude, yeah. Well, no, this shark's kind of a pussy. You know, kind of, he's a little bit, well, what do they call it?
Simple.
I guess a little simple. He's more nervous. He's not talking about that. Like, he's like, I'm not fucking with these fishes.
Jake-ish.
No.
Shy.
Yeah, he is shy. He's shy. He's not violent. He doesn't like to eat.
Uh-huh. He's a pacifist.
He's pacifist. He only eats seaweed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, vegan.
Algae. Yeah,
he would die in a matter of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, what else are you going to eat? You going to save the shrimp?
You gotta eat the shrimp. If you don't eat nothing else,
Shrimp out the window. You know how much money that costs, probably?
How much?
A lot. I don't know how much for the fish, but us, man, that's like $20.
Yeah.
Damn.
You can't just be passing out $20.
Shrimp?
Yeah, Red Lobster or something. Bubba gum.
I don't know what. I don't know what's happening.
He lost me.
Yeah.
I don't remember that scene.
I love.
No, I'm talking about real food. I thought we were talking about shrimp because he was like, I was like, in real life, that's $20. I can't tell you what the fish life, but I'm talking about like here. I can't tell you what's going on at the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's
talk about something else.
We got the year. Dude, episode coming up.
It's gonna be fucking insane.
That's fucking crazy. A year
all
every
three
week.
Of you are gonna get fucked up.
Yeah, we're all gonna get fucked. What's happening to you, JJ?
I'm skydiving, dude. Jumping out of
alone.
A plane.
Skydiving. You know? Alone with just a man.
They didn't say where they were gonna drop me. I would hope it's not, you know, anywhere near the Middle East.
Yeah.
Or Eastern Europe right now.
It's like a 13-hour flight.
Like surprise draft.
Shit. Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh, dude. That would be sick.
You get
I would send you
Dom
guys
is,
videos.
You get up there, Dom is up there with a gun. And he's like, change of plans.
Ah, well, damn.
Brandon's flying.
And Brandon's flying. I'm jumping. I'm jumping.
Better jump. Like, I'm sorry, man. We're dead.
Brandon, you think you can fly a plane?
Dude, I've never been on a plane. Like, this would have been my first time ever getting in the sky.
And that would have been an amazing first time.
That
would have
been
jump
my
out
first time ever getting in the sky.
Oh, my God.
Like, I've never been in the sky.
Hey, we're going to lose weight, and we're going on this next year.
Oh, I already lost weight.
So you can get on now? I bet you can get on a ticket.
Wait a minute, I thought we were wrestling.
Huh? You could do both.
Nah, you know.
And then JJ gets, because my thing is I'm getting shot with the taser gun that sticks the prods in your back.
Yeah.
And JJ would just get that done with me, and then you two jump.
I mean,
that's how they pushed me out of the plane. They hit me with the taser, and I'm like, and I fall out of the plane.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And it's like a bungee jump thing.
Yeah.
You accidentally hit the instructor. That pulls the
one
shit.
Hits each of us. Nobody can like move to get the thing.
Oh, man,
that would suck. That would be the terrible death.
That would.
You would just know you were going to hit the ground and shit.
That'd
you guys would be on like, Brandon be on like Instagram. Mike Sales on Instagram like, oh shit. He done fell from the sky. Bro, you forgot
terminal
to low
velocity.
You forgot to pull the parachute, bro.
His son just joined the army.
For
shout
real?
Out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
Nice, dude.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Get out there. Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
No, it's not hoo-ah. It's hoo-ah.
Hartua?
Huh?
That's the new one?
Yeah.
Hartua? They
probably do now.
Spit
the
on
woke
that
military.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's what the woke mob wants you to believe, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm tired of them. That's why. Hold on, Brandon.
Yeah.
Hold your gold dollar up.
No, man, I'm not supporting that, dude. I'm good.
What, dude? What's wrong with this guy?
You know, in the back, hold on. There's some. Where is it? There was a certain thing. It was like a 666. Yeah, three sixes. You see that on the corner?
Ooh.
What?
If you look on the right.
Oh, my gosh, there is.
Trump is the devil, dude.
There is.
Three sixes.
Look on the bottom right. How did you find that, Brandon?
Well, because I gave it to like my uncle, and then he was like, yeah, I'll take it.
That is weird. It just literally is a tidy 666.
And then when he saw the 666, he freaked out. He was like, nah, I ain't taking that devil shit, man. Fuck that.
Oh, we got to take a picture.
Yeah, yeah, I'll blow it up.
Yeah.
That's why.
This is all part of Jake's plan.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm not going to say what kind of plan it is.
Mm.
What type of plan? I don't know. Yeah. I want to
exactly.
know
exactly, Brandon. Right.
We
don't
gotta
know.
Play dumb.
Got to.
Does it involve a pass or something? Like, what's
the there's a long pass.
Oh, long. Yeah, thousands. Storied pass.
Supposedly millions.
I know what's going on now.
I don't think anybody supposes that it's millions.
What? Yeah, I think. I mean,
you're right. There. They don't.
The dinosaurs were Jews.
Oh, whoa.
246 million years. Yeah, years.
Damn. That's wild. Anyways.
Well, are we filling up? Now, even though Hulk Hogan supports him, you shouldn't support him more because he's the devil.
I didn't support
are you
him
giving up?
Deal
are
with.
You giving up your support for Trump and voting for, you know, I can't say her name. What's her name?
Yeah, can you say Kamala? It? I'd be
Kamala. Kamala Harris.
Kamala. Yeah, I mean, Kamala. Yeah.
Speaking of Kamala, she just texted me. I want y'all to know.
I mean, I wasn't going to vote this year, but I guess.
Speaking of text, will you pull up that download?
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead. I was texting Brandon earlier, just seeing if he was on his way. It was getting a little late. We know traffic was heavy. JJ was stuck in traffic.
Oh, damn.
Go ahead and read it off.
So, yeah, I just said, yo, you on your way to Dom's? And Brandon, you be you right there.
Yeah.
And then I said, bet.
StuckI.James.
And then you corrected...
In.
You corrected the "in,"
yeah,
so
that,
it
you're stuck in.
So it reads you're stuck in James.
So who's James?
See, this is a horrible, horrible, horrible damn autocorrect. I was supposed to be stuck in the jam. Damn, stuck in.
That's
James.
Not what you said.
Yeah, he said stuck in James. With a correction.
That's crazy. You got the L, but you, James.
The thing was, like, I was on the side of autocorrect until you corrected the error.
Yeah, we started moving again. So I was like, damn, I gotta just put this in. Hope for the best.
And they were probably moving the whole time. Brandon just stopped in the road.
You caused the traffic.
Ah, man. Somebody did that yesterday. Dude, somebody did that shit earlier, man.
Just didn't go.
You know,
it
almost
started.
Made me late for work. Because we were at the, you know where the, so you know when the light changes to yellow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you like right there, okay, so, you know, I'm going to give you a little view too. So this is my car. This is her car.
Mm-hmm.
This is the light right here, right?
Okay.
So we going. And then that's the light. He's like, oh, shit, it's turning right here. I'm just going to stop. So I'm like, you know, fuck that.
When it's still yellow.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Goes to a complete stop. That's crazy.
Yeah, but literally almost touching, like, the street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Because I never do. So I'm always like, well, then, you know what? Wait. But today I was like, no, man. I'm finna be late for work.
Mm-hmm. Pulled around him.
Yes, and I promise you, if that would have happened, I would have been late for work.
Mm-hmm.
You put four fucking slugs through a window when you went around?
What's that?
You shot her four times?
Did I? No, man. I guess wasn't I did with those convincing? Eyeballs. I guess I did with my eyes. I guess I did with my
you
eyes.
You gave it to her?
I gave it a look, man.
Let me see. No, okay. Yeah, that's good.
No, man.
I'd be scared.
Act like I'm driving.
Like, what, bitch? What the fuck is you doing?
That's how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You had, like, 70s alcoholic father rage face.
I know, man. What the fuck?
Like, just silent rage, dude.
I've been getting better, but I get really mad in the car.
Dude, me too.
Dude, I get really like mad in the car. I'll yell slurs.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, slurs?
You got to.
It gets really bad.
There's no other way around it.
I guess, yeah, that's right.
Alabama has the worst drivers everywhere I've lived. This is by far. They stop. They stop on like a 60 row going 60 to turn right, like to go into their neighborhood.
When there's a lane to get into.
Yeah.
Like to turn. Yeah, they'll stop in the fucking middle.
Today, a lady took up, coming off of Airport Road, she took up two lanes to turn right, and she stopped completely.
Was she white?
Of course.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
God. We give them the
pass. I don't get road rage anymore, dude. I don't. I used to get it bad.
You're zen now?
I think I hit Nirvana, bro.
Good. I need that, dude. You hit Carvana?
I hit Carvana, yeah, dude. Get me out of the vending machine, man. Dude, I just don't anymore because I just don't care. You know,
that's good. That's
but before good. It was a thing of like, I want to get where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, if I'm late for work, dude, I'll just get my other
because it doesn't
fired.
Matter. Because it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
You're trying to get fired anyway.
Then I'm late, bro. If I'm late, I'm late. You know, if you're dying and I don't get there on time, it means you didn't want to see me bad enough. And you're dead.
Yeah.
Glad you.
And I'm still here.
And you're not a doctor.
So I didn't rage out.
He said, glad you're not a doctor.
Yeah. Why, dude?
Because you would kill us, man. You're going to be late.
What?
You're going to be late to the surgery.
I would already be there.
Because I'm not waiting for you if I'm finna die. God got other plans.
Oh, wow.
So you would leave him?
Dude, I can't control death.
Yeah.
Death controls you.
Oh, fuck.
You let death control you, dude?
Do I let death control me? Nah, I'm still here.
Make
it a joke.
What happens if Adam Priest kills you?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Just brace your neck.
If you die.
Oh, you talking about the black bear?
Well, guess what? If he kills the black bear.
Black bear is powerful, man. It's all right. It's a tough dude. I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. So even if he gets slammed right on his neck, he can take that.
Yes, the black dude. Well, see, you're not supposed to slam anybody on the neck.
But yeah. But you know, Black Bear is so powerful. Dude.
Black Bear, so well, we shouldn't try that on Black Bear. You know what I mean?
Well, I hope the person doesn't try it on you. Yeah, but if Adam Priest, you just get out of line and he slams you on your fucking neck,
Yeah, Black Bear knows.
Well, the Black Bear.
Yeah,
Black Bear might be powerful and overtake him and slam him on his neck.
You never know. Because the Black Bear is powerful, man. The Black Bear is the fucking bear, man.
Let's go.
Hell yeah, man. Number one.
Uno.
Never beat. You know?
He's never been beat.
No. He's fought.
He's fought?
He's fought a lot. He's fought demons.
We had some footage of the Black Bear's first wrestling match on a local television show.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I can insert
that. No. Yeah. You shouldn't insert that one. They put me in there with no web. That was my first.
You're the Black Bear, dude?
First ever year. No, not me. Yeah. That was his first every year,
man. That was
a
close one.
Yeah, they didn't know if he got in there to get away from, like, he was like, man, all right, that's it. I'm tired of these other cubs whooping my ass. I'm going to go out here and whoop some bear ass. He went up in there and learned. And there was a lot of trial and error, as we see on the TV.
You went out there bare-assed?
Went out there. You might as well with that ass whooping.
So he's had amateur fights, but you never, the Black Bear has never fought a professional.
WWE. AEW Dark.
Oh.
AEW
Dark. I mean, he has bloody matches.
Yeah.
Oh, they get fucked up.
Oh, it does.
I heard he slips a finger in him sometimes.
He slips a finger in him? Guess what? Black Bear slips a finger right back up.
Return to sender. That's your signature move.
Black Bear does, because that's who he is, man.
Return to sender, dude.
Yeah, you throw him in the Jupiter, he'll get back. He don't even need a fucking spaceship. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
The hibernation.
Yeah. I don't know. No, he doesn't even
The Black Bear is going to hibernate in that ass.
The Black Bear doesn't even, hibernate in that ass. Yep. I like that. We would get a t-shirt of that for the Black Bear, because he is hibernating in that ass.
Yeah.
He is. He's in there.
November 2nd, everybody.
You're getting in
everybody.
Another man's ass, and
getting
I like that.
Getting in another man's ass and doing it good, because you win in the match.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Win in the match.
That's
hell
how
yeah.
you win,
yeah,
dude.
We ain't talking about that. Because I know I saw some looks. Nobody's talking about sexual shit. I'm talking about like getting.
Well, we're just talking about the Black Bear.
Who gave you looks?
I saw what you did.
Oh, JJ.
Yeah, man. No.
Grow up.
I was talking about the Black Bear, dude. I wasn't talking about you.
No, not me. I'm talking about
the Black Bear.
The Black Bear
is what?
He's the best.
But he might like that.
What's he doing?
He might like that. He might be into that.
Yeah, you don't know.
I ain't into that.
You don't know?
No, I've hung out with Black Bear.
Did you guys have sex?
No. Nah, man. No.
Taking it slow.
So you've never touched the Black Bear's penis?
Hell no. Because
no.
You've never
touched the Black Bear's penis?
Nah, Black Bear don't do that, man.
Huh?
Nah, Black Bear don't do that, man. He don't do that.
No.
You've never touched the Black Bear's penis?
No.
Your hand's on the Bible right now.
Yes. Where is it at?
Huh?
Yeah.
This is the Bible.
Yep. It actually is.
It can
be. It's a laptop. So, yeah, man. Never touched the Black Bear's dick. Yeah.
Hmm. If we put you on a polygraph test.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to pass?
Yeah. I believe you, Brad.
Because I'm not the Black Bear.
Yeah. Like, you're not.
I never said that.
Not the Black Bear.
Yeah.
But what's
he's just
the
asking
Black
if
Bear?
But he did just ask if you ever just touched his penis. That's
no.
All.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
And you haven't.
Bear.
I believe you.
Not the Black Bear. I was the Black Bear, I would have said it because, you know, I got to go to the restroom and take a piss and shit. But no, I'm not the Black Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the only time you touch your penis?
Huh?
Has anybody ever touched the Black Bear's penis?
What? I guess the Black Bear himself.
Yeah, so he has.
Yeah.
How often does he do that?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't talk to him. Boy, we don't talk about that, man. All I know is he go out there and whoop ass.
Did you say 1 to 2 times a week, multiple times a day, once a day?
Oh, dude, tell you, I don't know. I don't know. I never spoke to him, man. He just chill at home and, you know, eat raw eggs. And sometimes
get swole.
Eat steel. What are those things? Steel links. You know, he's crazy. What?
Steel links?
Links that, like chain.
Oh,
like,
chain.
Like he just breaks a link off and munches.
He eats those?
Like spaghetti? Yeah,
that's to get his iron.
Bear, yep, get that iron.
Does he have another man on the other end of the chain? Lady in the Tramp?
Dude, he could cook a whole egg on his back.
What?
What?
He'd get heated.
Oh, okay, because he's so mad.
Yeah, he gets so mad he get heated. And he's ready to go.
Egg whites instantly turn white.
Yep. Egg whites turn white. The yolks turn hard. Mm-hmm. It's ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck a hot plate.
Fuck a hot plate. Let's when you go. Got the black bear.
And he's oily and sweaty enough to where he doesn't need any.
He doesn't do that oily shit. He don't need it. Because he's the black bear.
Ooh.
And he sweats a lot. He's very sweaty, so he don't need oil, man. He's going to get a limb, man. You're not going to be able to touch him.
Oh, my God.
I cannot wait for this.
November 2nd, it's going down.
November 2nd.
Yeah, the priest and the beast.
The priest and the fucking beast.
The priest and the beast.
Hell yeah. I can't wait to see this. It's going to be my first time seeing him in the ring. Hell yeah. It's always been street shit in the woods. But now you're out there doing it for real.
Yeah.
Who you guys got your money on?
I'm leaning towards priest because Black Bear is such an amateur.
No, man, Black Bear's the man.
Huh? But he's never had professional fights.
But I saw
nobody's even touched his penis.
Yeah. you can't trust a man. Nobody's ever touched.
Why you think nobody? Because he's so tough. Nobody.
Well,
can.
You told us nobody did
you
besides
told
him.
Us.
Yeah, besides him. So he's the Black Bear.
Yeah.
He got to. How else are you gonna?
He doesn't have a lady Black Bear. Or...
Lady Black Bear, yes, he does.
So that may be that.
Yeah, there we go. Look at that. They probably Black Bears. Gonna make some bear cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, man.
All in his ass.
No.
Are you gonna be like Goldilocks? Like,
no, he don't take it. Like, he would have to.
This asshole is just that right.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Going
man.
In it, you know
That's
what I mean?
Good stuff.
Yeah, that is good stuff.
Yeah, and a man's ass, dude.
Yeah, Black Bear's the pro, man.
Didn't they eat her at the end of that story?
No. I think in the original.
But yeah, they come and find a girl in their house. They kill her.
Oh. Brother Grimm stories, yes.
Mm. Yeah, they all end That's bad. True. Like Brother Sleeping Grimm? Beauty, like the glass slipper was actually like a glass in a slipper or some shit. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some crazy shit.
Oh, the Hansel and Gretel one's fucked up.
Ooh. Hansel and Gretel's fucked up. Little Mermaid's fucked up, too.
Tangled. Like,
the original one?
Yeah, the original one.
What's the original
Look
one?
Look at the original.
The original.
Dude, the original Pinocchio is fucked.
Yep, dude. Guillermo del Toro has a Pinocchio on Netflix. Yeah. It's actually incredible.
Is it
it's
more based off the original?
No, it's like his own. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've seen the.
You know the guy did Hellboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like wild.
And The Shape of Water.
Yeah, I watched that. That's that one best movie.
Hell yeah, he gonna get me. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's him. That's Hans Christian Andersen.
First published in 1834, The Little Mermaid was written in Danish, entitled Den Little. What the fuck? Okay, so this is what it was originally called. Den Lil Havrefru.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid is a literary fairy tale. The plot is drawn from Hans Christian Andersen's imagination rather than a specific folktale. However, Andersen's writing was influenced by traditional folklore and merfolk and water nymphs. What the fuck? What's that last one?
You said it right.
Okay. Yeah,
like a nympho.
I just don't know what any of those are.
It's like a little elf.
I know folklore. What's merfolk?
Like a mer person.
Mermaid.
Like a
mer
dog, I guess. Mer.
Okay, let's just go to the story. When the mermaid saves a drowning human prince, she learns that the love of a human might allow her to like have an immortal soul. The mermaid decides to venture onto land, but her leg comes at a price. Transformed by sea witches, she must marry the prince or risk death. When the prince marries another, the mermaid sacrifices herself instead of harming the prince.
Mm.
As a reward for her good deeds, the mermaid is given a mortal soul.
Nah, it gets fucked up, though. There's like a fucked up part. Like the part about her legs.
You mean just search up the Brother Grimm one? I thought the Brother Grimm would.
No, he wrote it, so okay, it's like right. It. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. The first English. Damn. No. That's not it.
Yeah, that's just probably the ending, you know.
Let me just see summary. Give me a summary.
Or ending. Like, bad ending.
Bad ending. Good, good.
What the, and then when she kills herself?
Yeah, she sacrifices. Okay, I guess that might be what, sacrifices herself. Yeah.
Turns into sea foam.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, but her soul's immortal because God.
Hell, that's like all very, she had to very, do from the Christian. Beginning, dude. Yeah.
Hans Christian Andersen. You know yeah,
I just call him Hans now, man. Do all that.
In a first name basis?
Yes.
HKA.
Hans Christian.
HCA.
Anderson. Oh, that was a K. German.
HK Lovecraft. HP Lovecraft.
If you could be in any...
Brandon, can you look up H.P. Lovecraft's cat?
Who? You know who H.P. Lovecraft is?
I'll do that in front of him.
Huh?
In front of who?
What?
Oh.
Bring up cats. And...
Yeah, oh. Sorry. Well, we ate
in
him.
Front of a Haitian.
Let's see this guy.
Look up his cat.
That looks like Blake Russell.
Move that.
Yeah, and this is and the cat is gonna tie it all together.
It'll that's when he gets mad sense. At basketball yeah. and scrunches his lips.
And he
up.
Says this. Yeah, look, cat name. It's the first result. No, dude.
Okay, cat name. You want to see the cat name?
It's the first thing that pops up.
All right, let's see. It says H.P. Lovecraft's cat name is
That is not true.
That's the one below that's highlighted in blue.
Oh, fuck that.
What did it say, bro? I can't say it. Okay, well, you know what?
It says nigger man. That's fucked up. That's horrible shit. That's very bad.
That's his cat's name?
That's what he named his cat.
This is horrible. Well, why would they do that?
Because the cat was black.
It was a joke.
Oh, man. What year was this?
That's the 20s or something. 20s?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sad. It's still not acceptable. It's bad. Mm-hmm.
Brandon, you know Cthulhu?
No, it's 1904.
Dante Cthulhu? Talks about him in his set.
Who?
He's like an octopus. He kind of looks like Davy Jones.
He's
from
an
the
eldritch
of the
god.
Caribbean
what's his name?
Movie.
Cthulhu.
There he is, right there, dude. That's his picture and smile. Cool.
Yeah, look just like him.
He's like the unknowable horrors. That's all he is.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Oh my gosh, that's funny, Doctor. What's up, y'all?
Those things look cool. Click on some more pictures.
Yeah, let's look at some more.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, every teen nowadays goes through a Cthulhu phase.
This is cool as shit.
This is like the beginning of the cryptids.
The Thomas Shelby Cthulhu is what he clicks on.
Ooh, look at that. Is that a whole ship?
It's like he's supposed to be so big, it's like incomprehensible.
It's like Jurassic Park right here, man. You remember that little, what was that, T-Rex?
Yeah.
When he ate him on the toilet?
Dude,
it was the picture. It was like the main picture whenever the T-Rex will come up like that.
Yeah. I bet you. Let me search it up and show you. Because if I searched it up.
Was it Wayne Knight?
What?
Wayne Newton?
Wayne Knight.
Wayne. Who's that actor's name? Newton.
Ooh, I know. Seinfeld. He was from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Newman.
Newman. Yep. I think his name's Wayne Knight or something.
Wayne. Yeah, I think. Wayne.
Then he die. He's the one who dies in the toilet, right? Okay.
Yeah,
just want to make sure. Yeah, Wayne Knight. There we go.
Ah, man, my favorite kid.
He's in Space Jam.
Yep.
Yeah, he's fucking great, dude.
Yeah, dude. Space Jam is way more iconic.
I knew him from that 70s show I saw. But
really?
Yeah, he was. There was an episode where Eric, like, it's like a Ghost of Christmas Past episode, but it's fucked up. What? How's he fucked up with Donna or some shit? And he was the angel. There we go. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Dude, I've seen every episode.
Damn, he looks so different.
I've seen every episode of that 70s show.
My favorite scene in that 70s show is when Donna finds the panties in his car.
That's so good. And he pulls the fucking rope.
And then he comes in and Kelso and Wilder Valderrama, what was his name? Fez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they like got down like were worshiping him. They thought that he fucked Donna's mom.
Oh, it was Donna's mom's panties. Yes. That's so good. Mm. That's good. The episode where Joseph Gordon-Levitt kisses Eric's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, where he plays a gay dude.
Plays a gay guy.
And then he, like, freaks.
Freaks
he's
out
like, you
and
fucking
stops
weirdo.
Being friends with him.
And everybody's like, yeah, that guy's weird.
Yeah, we should hang out.
That's crazy because you're dressed like Danny Masterson. Whatever
right now.
That's my costume.
I gotta watch this show, man.
It's great. You'd like it.
It's so good, man.
I almost saw the 90s show. They got the 90s.
I heard that's okay.
I don't know, dude. It got canceled, bro. Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
When? Like
recently, kind of.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, just not.
I never watched it.
I don't get a third
it
must season.
Have sucked, huh?
Or I never watched
it. Or it's just, you know, the reboots. They hype them up too much, I think. You
like
know,
Fuller House.
God, Fuller House, the first episode of Fuller House. So Mary Kate and Ashley weren't in it in the reboot.
Yeah.
The very first scene, they were like, where's, I don't remember her character's name. Michelle. Where's Michelle? And Bob Saget goes, RIP. Bob Saget goes, oh, she's busy running a fashion empire in New York. And they all looked at the camera. Like they were making a joke about Mary Kate and Ashley not being on the show because, but like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you didn't have
to. Yeah. RIP.
Rest in peace.
Dude, that show, though.
Look at it. I do. I used to watch
the original.
That was my shit.
Nick at Night.
I haven't tried it in a while.
Nick
at Night.
I used to call it something different. Wait a minute.
What?
No, that show was, that was the shit. I used to want to be Jesse.
You want to be Jesse?
Yeah. Wait, which one is Jesse? The
dark cool one.
Stamos.
Stamos.
I used to want to be Stamos.
Everybody used to like. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day.
You probably made me a little gay.
He aged well, too.
Oh, yeah.
Stamos?
John Stamos.
Yeah, really well.
I'll show you what he looks like.
Do you think
like,
he's all natural or he's got some...
He looks better than Rob Lowe.
Look at this. Didn't even age.
Dude, look at him. And that doesn't look like much work. His nose, maybe.
He'd probably get Botox or something like that. But, I mean... He's like, ain't he 60s?
Yeah. Let's see.
That's a good looking dude, man.
Yeah.
You're 61. Oh, dude, he's 61. Not old at all. He's 61.
I mean,
that's
to look
old.
Like that.
That's a little old. Yeah. But yeah, to look like that's crazy.
A little old.
Yeah, he had like a drinking problem. That was his thing. But
he
got out of it.
It's getting to him a little bit. I mean, the kinda bottom of his face disappeared.
Kind of looks like Dr. Oz in that one.
Oh, hell yeah.
He what's he like doing that. With that child, though? That's kind of.
What are you talking about, Michelle?
Yeah, that's Mary Kate, and that's one of them.
Yeah, why did they take that?
Because they were the uncles whenever the mom died.
It's usually somebody
that
you
is,
know.
That is a little weird.
Yeah.
It's not weird.
What's that picture
that's
of Ryan Gosling?
All kids in.
Yeah, but why are we doing. Don't click on it. Okay,
no,
thank
not,
God.
Trust me, I'm not clicking
but like,
on it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, click on this one, the gay one.
Sure. Dude.
Who's the hottest dude, you think?
Whoa,
In life?
Brad Pitt?
Oh, Brad Pitt's good looking. Yeah, that's true.
He's good looking. I don't know if he's the hottest dude.
He's the hottest.
I think Stamos over Pitt, bro.
They look
similar. It's an argument, but it's Brad Pitt, dude. You ever see Brad Pitt meet Joe Black?
Nope.
Look up that.
You ever seen Johnny Depp's teeth?
Yeah. Oh, they're terrible.
After this, look up Johnny Depp's teeth.
Now or since ever?
Is meat to Joe Biden.
Look at that.
That's not better than Stamos.
Really?
Well, no, that looks pretty good, though.
That picture
he looks like
a
young
better.
Robert Redford right there, dude.
That looks pretty damn good. And that's like real, too. That's not like, that's like a real pretty man.
I love her in there. She's not in that many movies, but she.
Well, her right something up, about we her. Need a better
picture. Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
Mm-hmm. Suzanne Parrish.
Claire Forlani.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, look up Johnny Depp's teeth. They're horrible. And he's not American. These teeth are fucked up.
Oh.
What the? Oh,
wait,
well,
what is this? Red and shit, right?
No.
That's a gold one.
Well, one is.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No, four.
Maybe three. There we go. Oh, my God.
They're so bad.
And also very ugly. Like, look at him. His
you can
face.
Definitely afford better teeth.
Yeah, but he's doing
he
coke
don't care.
Fucking all the time. He doesn't give a fuck.
It's like a Tim Burton movie right there.
Good shit, Brandon. Thank you. Damn. Yeah, like, they made his teeth better to be Jack Sparrow. Like, click on Jack Sparrow. Click on the pirate.
Hold up, let me get
but
up,
he played dude. A fucking pirate. They made them better.
Hell no. That's crazy.
I would have kept it.
Dude, at least he doesn't have like super big gums. You ever see anybody that's like all
that's
gums,
rough.
Little teeth?
It's
that's
always rough. Women. It's almost always women.
I do agree, mostly.
Yeah, and they look like Titans from Attack on Titan, dude. Really
oh, look up. Oh shoot, look up sure. Dave from Community.
See big gums, little
I didn't
teeth
see it on there at all.
This guy is Well, he doesn't, but he looks like he has big gums.
He got big teeth.
Yeah.
Big ass teeth.
Yeah, look at that dude that was about to fuck Brandon up. One of your friends.
Hold on, let's see. Damn.
Go up. Look at the yearbook quote from Community.
You probably can't tell by looking at me, but I'm Jewish.
That's a hilarious
his last name is
throwaway joke.
That's wild.
I love Community. Shout out.
Never
Community
seen that
a,
either.
It's a great show.
What's that about?
Just a college.
Community college
group, a study group, and they're just friends. The guy who made Rick and Morty did it. Dan Harmon.
Shit. I actually did hear about this with Chevy Chase because I remember somebody said that, like, Chevy Chase is really like racist backstage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. Ken Jeong's best role by far. By
better than Hangover?
Far. Oh, so much better. Because, like, he gets to be that, but, like, also, like, a real character. Like, it's really great.
That dude is hilarious, the Indian dude.
Dude, Danny Pudi, yes. He's really funny.
What is this?
This was his best role, I feel like. One of his best roles, Ken Jeong, when he was on here. Like
Brendan Fraser?
I've never heard of this movie. Furry
Dude,
Vengeance.
I saw this when it came out. Like, I went to go see this and
think. That's old. This is a little older.
I bought the DVD. Like, man, I love this movie.
When
so
did
much.
It come out?
I have to watch this to know what this is the best.
Damn, this is old. This is when he was still a doctor then. Let me see.
2010, fuck, I was a year off.
Damn, Brandy, you've been slacking.
I know, but dude, this movie's perfect.
It's got a heavy 3.9 on IMDb.
What's that, man?
That's not
it
bad.
Looks pretty good.
It is really good.
We should watch it.
You should definitely.
Good. Is it like Dr. Doolittle?
No, because the animals hate him. Like, they going after him. They're like, we want you in our
it's
block.
It's the opposite.
So we just off our it. Turf. We're going to fuck
Dr.
you
Dr.
Do-a-lot. Yeah, it's like a gang
doing
war.
Doing too much.
With retail people. Or what's the people that sell houses and all that shit?
Real estate.
Yeah, it's like real estate versus...
It's retail.
It's like team real estate.
In 2009, that's risky to talk about selling houses.
Yeah. That's what it was
like, not only do we have to deal with the animals on Wall Street.
Look at the lineup. You got Brendan Fraser, Brooke Shields.
Damn.
John.
Now she's hot.
Matt, what's the pop?
Pro Cop?
Girl from The Office? I don't know.
Angela Kinsey.
Yeah, Angela.
Oh, dude, we should take the Kinsey scale test.
Ooh, Patrice
O'Neal?
What is that?
Patrice in there? He's definitely voicing something.
He voices the bear.
Bear.
My favorite character, by the way.
What'd you say, dude?
The Kinsey test. You ever heard of that? JJ, you know what the Kinsey scale is?
I feel like I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell
it's
you.
It's like a 0 to 10 how gay or straight you are.
Oh, yes. Like the spectrum.
Let's
do it.
0 being super straight.
Brandon, just take it real quick.
Yeah.
You got to click the country.
Okay.
All right. So the first one it says, okay, so who's doing this first?
You.
Okay, so you know what?
Who are you attracted
to? The audience,
to?
I know somebody. You could be driving. I'm going to read it. To whom you are attracted to. Uh-huh. In the first choice, you got both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly people of the opposite sex from mine. Mostly people of the same sex as mine. Only people are okay, they're trying to confuse the fuck out of
you. It's not a trick question.
They're doing this shit on purpose.
But hold on, keep on going.
Only people the same. There we go.
Wait, what?
Let him take it.
The first one, the one I clicked on was the one that said only people the same sex.
Yeah.
It's just my preference.
Yeah.
That's his preference, dude.
Okay.
You know, everybody got a different one.
Who have you had sex with?
Who you had sex with? Both men and women. Both men and women prefer, but I prefer people with opposite sex. Both men and women, but I prefer the same as my. That's okay. Only people of sex of minds are only what? Only people of the same sex as mine. Let me read this. Only people of the opposite sex of mine. Okay, so that's it. Only people of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to the next one.
Live your truth.
Whom do you have?
Sexual fantasies.
Okay, so you know it's the same thing, so I guess only... only people with opposite sex from mine. Only people with opposite sex from mine. Whom do you form strong emotional bonds? What do they mean by that?
Just strong bonds, like friendships, relationships...
So is it like more than like usual, just talking to people?
Just talking, dude. Yeah, just like nothing sexual.
Like
you
know, like with your family, it could be your family, your friends, you know, your loved one.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody. Okay, it doesn't say anything about sex.
I guess both for that part, then. Yeah, both. Yeah. How do you...
Who do you feel the most comfortable socializing with?
Now, be honest, bro.
I guess. I mean, because this is
just
where
talking
I'm, okay,
to.
Okay, just talking to.
Just talking
both,
to. Out
everybody's
public.
Cool to talk to. The idea of having sex with somebody opposite. Okay. Okay, it says the idea of having. Okay, sex with somebody opposite sex reminds us. Okay. Why they got the last two as the worst ones, man?
What?
What disgusting and negative.
Yeah.
Well, you might think that
yeah.
about
I,
it.
I guess for me. It would be, I guess.
Wait, I thought you love it.
No. Okay. No. The last one, the idea of having sex with someone of the same sex as mine is. Oh, hold on. Wait a damn minute. Wait a minute. Hold up.
No, Brandon. This is the last question.
This is the last question.
You okay. can't go back.
I'm sorry. I thought the other one was reversed. This ain't fucking with you.
It's tricky. Let's sneak up on
it. The same
trans agenda.
Sex with mine is.
The idea of having sex with someone
hold on, I gotta
of the same sex
now.
As mine is.
Someone, okay. I see. Damn, man, I wasn't thinking. Hold on. Desirable for the number six. Man,
that's how you really
it.
Feel, Brady.
Yeah, okay. Man, you know,
I read it wrong. I really was confused.
I don't know what this is going to say about you.
Okay,
dude.
So, dude. I must have dyslexia because I'm really struggling.
I think you're just gay.
I'm trying to read this shit. All right, let's see.
What does it say?
Heterosexual.
There you go.
Hell yeah. So who's next?
Incidental. Wait. It says heterosexual, incidental, homosexual tendencies.
Dude, I was listening to what y'all said. You no. got,
don't blame it on us.
Don't you blame it on us.
The emotional bond thing, I thought that was just like normal.
It was.
It wasn't that
and
one.
And how did this happen?
It sounds like you're disgusted.
No, I'm not. I tell you that.
But, Brandon, look, you barely have dude. Any of that rainbow
hey,
on you.
I think that's great. Like, it's great to
you seem really upset about it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
how man, did this happen?
Hey, man. Taste the rainbow, man. Yeah. There you go.
So you're gay.
No,
you guys
no.
heard it here first.
It's okay.
But
dude.
It's just a slight corner.
Yeah.
That's not wrong
you
with
you just
that.
Got a line up.
It's okay, dude. I got a two. So
oh, you got a two?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What?
That was only
anybody
seven
else
questions.
Take the test?
How much can you really tell in seven
exactly.
questions, dude?
Yeah, the real test, I think, is a lot of questions. It's like, do you want to bang your grandma? It's like on it and
that's
shit.
That's a crazy
like,
question.
Yeah.
If they gave Brandon 20 questions, he would, without a doubt, be a five.
He would have misread all that shit. They did that on
I really I, wish
the
he didn't catch that last
time. I know,
one.
Man.
And I'm so glad I got it.
This oh, is, God.
This is the trans said, agenda,
this
dog.
Is me.
They got
that's just my preference. Clip that.
God damn.
Well, we took the test.
Yeah, but this guy studied sexuality back in the day, came up with a test for it.
What's his name, like Milford Kinsey?
Alfred Kinsey, yeah. Liam Neeson played him in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a crazy movie because he's a guy, he's like testing people's sexuality. So he's like talking to a guy that can come in 2 seconds. Like he's like, yeah, it's crazy. He's like,
but for what purpose? To figure out?
Just to study human sexuality.
Oh, so he just did everything sexual.
Yeah, he just wanted shit, to know dude. More about human sexuality.
Dude, I want
to
be that guy.
Yeah,
I want to figure out what's going on.
He was like the first one. Like it was when gay shit was still illegal, and he was coming out saying, "It's like, oh yeah, like 30% of the population's gay, or whatever. You know, like oh yeah, everyone has gay."
They
thoughts.
Throw him in jail yeah. like Galileo. They're like, "That's not true," and apologize.
It's like we're throwing you in jail for a telescope too, but
hell
skin
yeah.
telescope.
Good.
How do you feel about your new identity?
Yeah,
my new identity.
Now you're on a lot of. Oh, now you're man. On two spectrums.
Yeah. Identity is the same here, man.
You're pretty comfortable. You're pretty comfortable.
Yeah, but it's not exclusively. It's just it's the same.
Incidental.
As
incidental meaning like instances where you might have gotten molested.
Yeah, or you liked a touch from.
Oh no, no.
No, I think that's what it says. No. You read under.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
It's okay.
Incidental. What the fuck?
I'd be on there. You just heard me say
he's
Brad Pitt.
More outraged every time he reads it.
No.
That's what you scored.
Girls like guys that can be like a little fluid.
Yeah.
Oh, No, I think. I don't know. I think the test. I feel like I. You know what? No, this is good.
Yeah. You just saw a lie.
Never mind.
A manufactured lie.
He's going through every fucking emotion. Yeah,
hey, to test. Being you.
Hell yeah. To Brandon being gay.
To me and you.
No.
Hey.
Man.
If you're gay, I'm going to arrest you. That's all I'm saying. JJ's already in jail for it.
I'm gay. I'm gay as hell, dude. If I get fired, it is because I'm gay.
Hell yeah.
And that's the only reason.
You know, gay people can be menaces too, JJ.
I've never met one. Oh my gosh, dude. I don't know if this is okay to say on the podcast, but me and my girlfriend went to a Rainbow Kitten surprise
concert. Hell yeah. Shout
at
out.
The Orion. It was pretty sick. Shout out. We got like right in the front. We got there super early. We were right in the front on the railing, the pit, like right in front of the stage.
Hell
first
yeah.
People right fucking there, dude. And Rainbow Kitten surprise, when they're performing, they do all these, I don't know what that is, but they do all these crazy colored lights and stuff, and the light show was pretty sick at the Orion. It was nice. And there was one portion of the show where they turned like a black lightish thing on, and you know, like when you're at a bowling alley and you're wearing a white t-shirt, it lights up, or your shoestrings, they light up.
Mm-hmm.
Just the clientele of the Rainbow Kitten Surprise band, the person next to me, they had some on their arm, some scar tissue. It lit up.
Damn.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Built-in accessories.
Yeah, dude. You know,
but
sometimes
you kill at raves.
DIY shit, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Want to be a tiger?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's probably one theory. Boy.
I'd be afraid my cum pants would light up too. Like, too bright.
That's what I thought you were about to say.
Yeah. I'd blind the person next to
Brandon went, his fucking ass would be just like a huge splatter of
just
cum.
Went. On my ass.
Yeah, dude, because that's incidental.
That was an incident.
No,
an incident just occurred.
Incidental though, Brandon.
No, man, dude.
You're good.
I took the test.
You're good.
I'm gonna click no on everything.
Well, you took it.
So it's either this and the IQ tester are both wrong, or
know,
they're
right?
both right.
Well, no, the IQ test was pretty good. That was a good score. So we're gonna say yeah. But
this is a good score. I mean,
yeah,
you got
a good score too. It's a great
second
score.
Second place.
Yeah. Good score.
Second place.
He can't be mad at that score.
No, he can't be mad at it.
Hell no.
Yep, right, because it's a good goddamn score.
Yeah, that's a good score. That's
I believe
a good
it too.
Score.
I believe
some
it.
Some of the answers were a little influenced. But
by yourself
score.
And your
by your horniness for men.
I misread some of it. I tell you, I might have dyslexia.
You have dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
Saying it's in the hot dog.
You have dyslexia. You see a vagina and think it's a penis. Thank you for hitting it on yourself, Brandon. It takes a man of honor to do that.
No, I was talking about you when you said that. Last
yeah.
Time.
Yeah, you're doing it 2 years and the joke was on you.
Oh,
yeah.
That was me.
You get knighted, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Let me get my sword.
Knight JJ.
Yeah, I'll get knighted.
That's bad. That kind of hurt.
That's sharp.
No, I was talking about lifting my arm up, man.
Oh, thank you.
Got a fucking boil popped up, man.
A what?
A boil.
A boil.
Yes.
Under your arm?
Yes.
Is it a boy or is it a cyst?
It's a boy. I'm predicting it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or what? My bad. Damn. Hold on. Tell you, man. We're struggling with words today.
Yeah,
I am self-medicating myself.
Okay.
Or self-identifying.
Self-diagnosed.
Yeah. Self-diagnosed.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What are you using to treat it?
No, he's just diagnosing. He's not self-medicating.
I thought you just let it go away.
As you had one before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, it's just like a big zit?
Huh? No, it's a what they call the boil.
Yeah.
I've never had a boil.
Let's see it, dude.
I got a boil on my ass. And, I know what that
is. Is it just a big zit, though? Is that what a boil is, essentially?
No, that would be like a cyst.
What's this boil?
A boil is like, okay, so it's like...
I haven't had one.
Your skin is almost like saran wrap.
Yes.
And it's filled up with blood and pus.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then, so you can, like, you know, you just cut them, or you can let them pop naturally, yes. And then they just go away and they come back sometimes.
Is that a black thing?
No.
No, it's very...
It sounds like a biblical...
Because, like,
ingrown hairs.
Yeah. Like, Polish people get skin tags type shit. Like, do black people get boils?
Yes.
Because I've never met...
I don't know, but I got one on my ass for damn shit.
Wait, so you cut
Can you look at boils?
You cut it?
He's got to perform surgery on himself.
I never cut it. But you... No, you can, but you, it's better, like, it's better to let it go away on its own. It's going to pop. You mean you had them before, you know.
Right. Oh, wow. Why? Yeah, why? Yeah.
We don't have to show
it's
this
all
to
white,
them.
Boys.
We don't, yeah, but it is all.
And they look like nipples. That,
yeah, they feel like them.
So too. That's that. See, that's
free
not,
the boil.
That's not what I got. Yeah. I thought that's more like. Nah. See, boil versus cyst. I think that's a
fucking nightmare.
That's a cyst. Actually, I never saw the one.
Black boils.
Oh, you want to see the black one? Oh, straight on the neck.
I think they're the same. They might be the same thing. Wait, go to the chart. No,
oh,
go to that,
man, that
right down.
Terrible.
Now to the left two. There we go. Yeah. Click that. See what it says.
Boils versus cysts.
I can't.
Bacterial. Not, yeah. Cysts are not an infection.
Cysts.
Okay, so boils are an infection. Cysts are not. Okay.
Mm.
Gross.
We learning.
I don't.
This is bad.
You probably shouldn't get boils, man. Why are you getting boils?
Dude, I went to the doctor.
Ingrown hairs can do it. Yeah. That's a thing. You can't. You can't stop that.
She spread my ass cheeks and closed them within a second, like a millisecond. And she was like, you need to lose weight.
Oh, that's what that is.
She had to spread your ass to tell you that?
I didn't want to do it because it was a female. You know, when you're in the Army, you don't get the same doctor all the time. So I put it on my chart because I was like, I want to get this boil on my ass checked out. And then it was like a, you know, hot doctor, and then I was like, no, I'm good. And she was like, you put it on your cheek, we might as well check it out, you know, while you're here. And I was like, I'm fine. And then she made me, and then I bent over the table, and she, I swear to God, no lie, it was this fast. She went swear to God, she went just like this, closed it, and then she was like, yeah, you need to lose some weight. And I was like, yeah, but I had this for a long time, even whenever I was thinner. And she was like, were you working out? I was like, yeah. She was like, that's probably why. I'm like, so if I work out to lose weight, or if I don't, I'm just always going to have this boil on my ass. And then when I walked out, I swear to God, this is 100% true. When I walked out of the doctor's office, it was three nurses standing right there laughing.
That has to violate HIPAA or something.
I mean, I don't know if they were laughing at me. Maybe they're laughing at something on their phone, but they weren't right by the door.
It was about your ass, boy.
You need to lose weight. That's what they said.
Yeah.
They looked at weight. Your ass.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't get up in there like she needed to.
If they
though.
Can tell you're obese by your asshole, I mean, damn, dude.
Damn. So that's the problem. I need to lose weight. That's
well, for that, I mean, it's probably just the ingrown hair.
It's probably a sweat and, you know, hair, ingrown hair. And yeah,
it is. Yeah, because I remember years ago. Like, it was good until I started, like, years ago I would shave.
You shave your underarms?
Yeah.
For wrestling? For
yeah, I think it was wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it was wrestling. It was because, yeah.
That was one of your tendencies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wrestling. Yeah. Then
incidental.
One day,
incidental.
Then one day I was like, wait a minute, we supposed to have this? And I was like, yeah, let me do it once. Regret it now.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully.
Are we but supposed you only did to have time? Armpit hair?
Yeah. Nah, it was a couple times, but then I stopped. I was like, this is not good.
Okay.
Why is it?
It sucks, though, to shave your fucking unarm here, and then that shit grows back.
Anywhere you're not used to it being bare.
You never done it?
Never done it.
Oh, yeah. I used to do it for wrestling, because I hate when your hair get caught. That shit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that singlet.
Yeah.
I remember when I shaved my pubes for the first time, dude.
Mm-hmm. You went all the way?
Yeah.
I've never done it. I've never been able to do it all the way. How do you get the creases?
You just got to spread them out.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's too much work. Yeah. I don't
you did it with a
about.
Razor.
Yeah, dude, I was.
I always use an electronic razor.
I did Manscaped 2.0.
Yeah,
more. That's what I
use. I use the same one I use to shave my mustache.
You serious?
That's so disgusting.
I've used the same thing, but two different heads.
No,
put on.
No, heads? Same one.
Yeah,
just the same one. Same Why length too.
Hey, you know what?
I didn't do that. Dude, the first time I shaved my pubes was before field day at school.
Ooh, the day move before. Around the next day.
Yeah, and I never even thought about it. It was the worst day of my entire
big
life.
Big yoink.
Sweaty.
Dude, it sucked.
Slippery.
Fucking feel slick.
Dude, everything
but, like,
just
prickly.
Sucks, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, catches.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
It's like a hangnail.
Oh.
It's like those mesh things. You know the things that you pull apart and they do that sound? Like,
Velcro?
It's like Velcro when you do that because it was stuck in your underwear. And you gotta keep pulling them out.
Yeah, what was that thing you talked about? Brandon, what was that thing you talked about one time where you were like, your penis would retract and it would catch the hairs?
Catch the hairs.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Like,
and it would pull you down?
Yeah, you see, after a while of looking like a fucking beast.
The priest and the beast.
Like, you know what, man? Because especially with wrestling stuff, people like, you know, this shit, I don't want to be nowhere near this shit. So he tried to go in you. And then when it goes back, it closes. And then some of the hairs get pulled in there.
Uh-huh.
And then try to jump with that shit. See what happens. It hurts.
It's going to pull you back down.
It was the worst pain ever. You couldn't even stand up in class sometimes.
That's when you just put your hand
but
in.
You're
your
not
pants.
Wrestling when you're in class.
No, I'm talking about, no, this happened anywhere. Like, I remember I'd be at basketball tryout.
Uh-huh.
It was everywhere. This is like, it was when it first started happening. I just stand up. Oh, still happens sometimes. Yeah, man.
He's a grower, not a shower, is what we're getting at.
Tell you that.
I don't know what we're getting at, dude, but that's fun as hell. I like whatever that is.
Yeah, like, it'd be like this, and then it'd come out like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What I mean? How do I work? Hell yeah, man.
Brandon, if we get 1,000,000 subscribers, will you do a penis reveal?
No.
There you go.
Thank you. Look, no.
Yeah. Really?
What
Why
if
not?
It's only to our male subscribers?
No, exactly. No. No.
Exactly. No.
I don't. No. That's never to be on camera. Never.
And don't let anybody, like, just out when you're out, let them tell them to show you it.
Nobody,
and you say no.
Fuck no. Yeah. Nobody gets to see that.
Yeah.
Nobody?
Hell no. No.
Not a single person.
I mean, just me. Me. And?
And
of course, my fiance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Not saying nothing bad.
No.
Yes. I remember.
What's his name?
Yeah,
I know.
But, back then, like when I was younger, I wouldn't do that stuff too. I wouldn't show that because I was like, I would tell people, it's like the circus. You got to go down there and see it in person. You can't just have a camera or nothing.
You can have a camera at the circus.
Well, some circuses you can't. Like, I remember before they closed, you couldn't, right?
I mean, I don't know. I've never been to a circus.
I love circuses.
You've never been to a circus?
I've never been to a circus.
Dude, circuses are going to come to town, dude. And we should go now because they can't have animals anymore.
So what, they use people instead?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but it's just a bunch of foreign people traveling and performing for us. So.
You like circus peanuts?
No.
No.
I never
like the ones you got to crack?
No.
Like the candy circus peanut. It's like a big orange peanut.
They're marshmallows, essentially.
Oh, no. Hell no.
I liked them when I was a kid. I haven't eaten one in a while.
That explains your complexion. You're the color of a circus peanut.
Orangey.
Trump looks like he survives on circus peanuts.
Speaking of Trump, man, I was at work earlier.
Oh, yeah. Tell
this,
us about that.
This old lady, which she meant well. I know she meant well. Mm-hmm. She was like, you voting this year? And looked at me. And I was like, yeah, I'm voting this year. No, actually, I said no. I'm not going to lie to you. No, I was like, no, I'm not voting. This is my first time, but I won't be doing this one. And then she was like, yeah, because I don't like that Trump, which I was very happy about. Because I was like, now look, you know, anybody can support who they want. Mm-hmm. But like, usually if somebody's like, Trump number one, she might be ready to kill me or something. You know what I mean? So she was like, yeah, I don't deal with that Trump because, you know, like, for example, she went up to Kamala Harris. Did I say that right? Kamala.
Like, okay. Comma and then La.
Kamala. Yeah, but he went up to Kamala Harris.
I feel you, man.
Like, I'm not. Yeah, but
you happy now?
Kamala
Harris.
This is what you've done.
KH. What if he come up to KH and be like, he wouldn't know. She said he went up to KH and said this. Said that, what did she say? She said that he went up. He went up to KH and said that, how are you black? You said you were white at one point. And then she looked at me and was like, that's crazy. Because, like, you, when you were born, were you white and then you became black? No. And I'm like, not at all. And after that, she got even deeper and deeper and said, we got to get this dude out of here. Because if not, you, for example, black people, you're going to be back in the fields. I was like, whoa, what? Yeah, she was like, that's where you're going to be. And now I'm going to be stuck in the kitchen chained up. And I feel like that's very bad for both of us, just as bad. I was like,
she, just equally bad.
She said this?
Yeah, she said all that. God, and she was like, but dude, when she kept talking, because it was like a whole roller coaster, like up and down. Like first, like she was saying stuff. I was like, man, she's cool. And then she would do that, and not even. But it was like you could tell she didn't notice. You know what I mean? Like you could tell that she didn't. Some people don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just say stuff and be like they don't know. And I could tell, I was like, it probably wasn't her, but somebody else. Like, you know what I mean? Because she was old as shit. Like probably from the 40s.
Who are we talking about right now?
The old lady that told me this.
Oh, I thought you...
I'm talking about the old lady that told me about people working in the field. Talk about me in the field. I'm like, what the fuck? Well, you know, but you know what? You gotta... No, it's not right, but...
That was a good story.
That was the best story I've ever heard.
That was easy to follow.
No, I'm just... It's crazy.
And for all the audio listeners...
For all the audio listeners, he's wearing a hot dog suit.
Hot dog warrior. I kept trying to say K-H's name, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you got it. Kamala Harris. That's crazy. That's crazy to be like, yeah, and if Trump wins, you're going to be in the field. I'm going to be in the kitchen. I'm more of a house myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's very wild.
Like that is crazy. White. And was she white or black?
Very white.
What?
Very white, man.
Hold on, so white women.
I had a hunch.
Oh my God.
I had a hunch. That's white women love to do that.
What the fuck?
They love to be like, I'm right there with you. Yeah. And then they're not.
That's what it was the whole time. And that's why when she looked at me and was like, you were never white. Were you white? And then one day woke up and you were black. And I was like, no.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, we don't do
that. Was she genuinely asking? Were you white?
Yeah.
She was genuinely asking.
Yeah, and then she stopped. And I was like, well, no. And she was like, see?
I think she was saying, like, Trump told Kamala.
He said something about, she said she was. She black now? I don't know. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the lady was being like, oh, did you used to be white and then you turn black? No, you've always been black.
Yeah, that's what she was
I think
doing.
That's
but
what
that's
she
a crazy
doing.
Thing.
But that's still dumb as hell.
Yeah, branded into.
Yeah, first of all, I couldn't get over that.
Scratch all that.
She said a white woman.
I thought it was a black lady.
Told Brandon he's going to be working in the field.
I thought it was a black lady.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, you don't want to be doing that. And I don't want to be doing that.
I knew she wasn't black.
That's why it was such surprising to me. When she was, because at first she was like, yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, man, he trying to put y'all down and stuff. And you're that's just, exactly the prize. Something gonna destroy all. I was like,
and you know, Brandon's face through all this. He's just holding the shopping cart that he pushed for like.
That was it. I was
like, first of all, you're talking about race. This guy is drooling while he's pushing your cart.
I was sweating too. Yeah. Like I had to do this because I was dripping in sweat just listening to
and his face looked like he was in pain. He's like, oh.
That's what I was doing. I was standing in the middle of the, like, because we were in a parallel parking spot. She just standing in the street.
That's too small.
That's crazy. Wait, and a tight ass public shirt, man.
You're spelled
if
absurd.
Only they made them bigger.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got a bigger one. I got two now.
How long you been working there?
Hold on, let's see. 2017.
Oh,
yeah, I started middle school.
What?
Yeah, I started at 14.
Yeah.
Fucking fuck.
Let's see, 2017.
You're still best.
7 years.
7 years and you only had acquired two shirts?
Yeah, I had one. No, actually three shirts because they upgraded. So we first had one until like 2020. Or 2021,
what?
And then we upgraded, and I had that one. Yeah, because I was able to fit that stuff for a while. I had a medium. Like, I used to be able to fit a medium until like last summer.
He should be the fucking manager.
He's 7 years in. He's about to get full time.
Yeah, fucked up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But not even that, man. They don't have any nights.
They don't have any what?
They don't have any nights. I mean, no, my bad. Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. They don't. They only want nights. So if you go there full time, right, you're gonna mostly be there nights instead of the morning.
Are you? Oh, is okay. Does anybody work there from when you started?
Yes.
Who was that?
Yes.
Don't say the person's
name.
I'm not
gonna say their name, but there is a couple.
Manager.
No.
None of managers.
No. They move
because
them
managers move.
Yeah, managers. We just had one like move that. The other day. Like that.
So yeah, they just move real quick randomly. Mm. Yeah, so yeah, it's just me and a couple other people. I was the youngest, of course, 14. Now I'm 21.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
My God.
Damn. It's okay.
You might already be in the fields, dude.
Damn.
You're already in the lot.
Damn. Wow. This is wild.
Hey, you clean shit off the wall.
Yeah. 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 They do that. Horrible. Like the elephant foot dude. He came in there and fucked everything up.
Elephant man shit.
Mm. Oh, there's a homeless Come guy on, with man. A bad leg.
Yes. Yeah. Did you see him? You seen him before?
No, I've seen them before. I've seen that type.
If you've been to downtown Huntsville in the park where the Ducks are at,
yeah,
we used to be there all the time. I haven't seen him recently. He could be gone because, you know, bad health. You out in these streets,
yeah,
home.
That leg will fuck you. Pat, that leg will get you, dude.
That leg will get you. You want to be revenge shitting with one leg in people's stores? No.
I think I'm going to buy Pat a legal Ozempic.
Well, fuck it.
Hmm.
It can't be any worse for him.
Yeah, it just costs a lot.
We'll just lock him in a room somewhere. Put some water
in. Starve him.
Just lock it. Yeah, make him wait it out.
Actually, he still needs the medicine, man. Let's shoot a good amount of content while he's fat, though. Because we want.
Well, we'll have time.
we don't want him to get too skinny too quick.
Yeah,
we need to take.
Like anybody's worried avocado. About that?
What'd you say?
I said do like a Nikado avocado.
Dude, yeah.
But apparently he's faking being skinny.
He's faking. He came out.
He's
and
been
called
fat
everybody
the
stupid.
Whole time.
Yeah,
which is I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, that was his villain arc.
Speaking of internet drama, Twitch. I want to raise awareness because, you know, Clown College Podcast. We're a friend of the Jews.
Always
we love the Jews.
Yeah,
we said nothing but good things
for the Only past year love since October 7th, and it was actually crazier. They started this on the Global Day of Jihad, which is a thing in Islam. Mm. But Twitch has geo-blocked new accounts from signing up in Israel and Palestine, which is crazy. They said it was because they didn't want graphic content to be uploaded, but, you know, we're still going to leave it up in Russia, Ukraine, Myanmar, all this fucking, you know, all those places where they're just, you know. So, yeah, fucking insane. Twitch, what you doing, man? We love the Jews.
And why they say they've been banned for a year.
We forgot to put it back on. We forgot to put it back on. We forgot.
We forgot.
It was our bad.
We forgot.
Although the thousands of emails we've received, we forgot.
And they've deleted. They've like deleted threads about it. It's like it's looking damning and shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You think they forgot for real though?
Does Amazon own Twitch still?
No. Yeah, it's an Amazon company too. Oh, that's really? A crazy thing.
Bezos, anti-Jew.
They bought it.
Damn. Yeah, Amazon owns Twitch and
is
like.
He? Is he Jewish?
Yeah. Bezos?
Yeah.
Wait a
he
minute.
Better be.
He is Jewish.
That doesn't even make sense.
Look it up.
Let me search it up. I mean, that makes sense because they deliver their mail like later and they forget shit too. They forgot my shit recently.
Yeah, Prime's been off, dude.
My fucking regular.
Yeah.
Prime for this since COVID, obviously. There's no guarantee anymore for anything.
At one point before this supply chain issue, it was like going, you can get your shit almost in a day.
Yeah.
And then now it's fucking. I mean, everything's back order. I mean, it's still really relatively fast, but.
Oh, no.
What?
Hold on. I forgot.
There's Jeff Bezos.
Oh, he's
Jew.
Not Jewish.
No, he's not. He is
I just
Danish.
Assumed that because he was
Danish.
Rich.
Danish. And wait. He also has Mexican
Cuban.
And Cuban.
I don't believe it.
I don't know.
I don't know how to feel about that.
He looks like a villain.
Yeah,
Jeff Guevara.
He looks like Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Like, Luger.
Or the dude from Breaking Bad, the officer, if he was on Ozempic.
Who's cool?
Who?
Mike.
No, Mike. Hank.
Yeah,
no,
Hank.
Okay.
Ozempic. Little orange drink guy.
Yeah, like young Mike, maybe.
Who's cooler, Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk?
Neither, man.
No, you got to pick
one.
I think
Jeff's cooler because he's low-key. You want your cool guy to be, like, laid back.
I don't know.
I agree with you.
Other than the rocket ship, he's been low-key.
True.
And Amazon owning everything. Like, you know,
but
expanding.
I think Zuckerberg is Mr. Cool now.
I don't know.
Yeah, put him
He's
in there,
He's taking the coolest title. He's just trying so hard to be cool.
His
chain and his beard.
He has the curl now.
And he's jacked, dude.
Dude.
Look at that dude. Well, that's not a good one. He no. looked. It was a
good look at him in his.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, that's not good either. He had another one that was like.
He looks like he's dating Steve Lee.
He sure did, didn't he?
Look at him there.
Dude, he kind of. You remember
that?
He's a beast, dude.
He said he looked like JJ. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. No, he does. He looks like he has shark eyes.
Looks like the dude that did Lightning McQueen, Owen Wilson. Full circle.
Hmm?
Looks like Owen Wilson.
Oh, with the nose? Yeah, the nose. But similar.
You know?
But I still don't think he's cooler than Bezos.
Oh, Zuckerberg's way cooler than Bezos, dude. Bezos is a
Zuckerberg
fucking
is
weirdo.
Square as fuck, dude.
This guy's not even a human being. That's how cool he is.
Look how pale he is.
Yeah. That sunscreen photo.
He's wearing a coat made out of Uggs, dude.
You said he has a sunscreen photo?
Yeah, look at the sunscreen.
Oh, wow, right there. Why the fuck he arts up like that, man?
That's dude. Sick.
That's so...
He's doing white face.
Dude, what?
Yeah. Why, that's a weird art.
That's not
hey, but
human,
can we take
bro.
A minute? Look at that ass.
That's, like, dude, that. If he go to jail, he's fucked. Mm-hmm. He can't drop the soap
and
like
you saw,
that.
And you noticed that right
there
the back.
Was Sam Bankman Fried.
Well, yeah, because I was like, this is a weird arch. Though. Well, because I was like, this is a weird arch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did
like,
you?
Why are we arching like that, man?
You guys know balancing. The whole FTX thing where those people went to jail for scamming everybody?
Oh, dude, go to the one
on
the left
nerd
of where
yes,
your mouth
yes.
is.
Yes, and they're ugly. Oh, that girl.
Yeah.
The one guy dressed up as him for Halloween.
Is that a girl right there?
Joe.
Yeah, dude.
The one guy who just got sentenced to prison, he went on his LinkedIn before he went to prison and changed his job to, like, inmate at San Quentin
that's pretty
or whatever. Funny. And people were commenting, like, congratulations, man.
That's
this is a great
funny.
Career change for you.
Dude, that Sam Bankman-Fried shit's crazy. That was just a bunch of nerds that were fucking.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Money, dude.
I like that.
Look up the picture of all of them, and this is who it is.
Dude, it is
FTX
like...
FTX
It's like
FTX
scam. XTX scam group photo, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, but it literally is like the band geeks at the lunch table. That it's insane.
Interesting way to spell scam.
Okay, you said FTX?
No, that's right.
Okay,
FTX.
Oh,
look at
I remember, wouldn't she like...
These three.
Oh, my
god, just going at it. Huh?
I know she goes crazy, bro.
She was doing everybody. I remember that. I heard that story. Everybody.
Oh, that cop, too. That cop kind of looks similar to her. That cop that was banging all the other cops. They had that same,
cop
like, no chin.
Dude, I had a soldier just like that cop that banged all the, like, her subordinates.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you told me about her.
Wait, subordinates? The people under her? Oh, my god.
She was fucking everybody in there. I mean, just like all the cops.
Why?
Megan Hall, dude. Legend.
Laverne? Laverne? Is that it? Laverne?
No way her name's Laverne.
No.
Megan Hall.
No,
Laverne is the
you knew that way
township.
Too fast.
That's the center. That's the center.
Oh, you just saw it right there.
Yep. All I had to search was Cop Lady
gosh,
Bang.
Bro, what
I feel like Alex has been waiting on our OnlyFans.
Dude. I mean, more than one on the right. The one on the left can...
Are we not going to talk about how this bears a striking
resemblance to Haley Chambers?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I think they changed her identity.
Get the fuck... That's crazy.
God damn. That is funny. It looks... Yeah. Oh, the eyes and the... Yeah, for sure.
And the lifeless
hair.
I do
absolutely.
See it.
Oh, the one on the left, not the one on the right so much.
Yeah.
The one on the right, that lady has asked me for a cigarette outside of a map code.
Dude.
And called me honey.
You look like you called somebody else something else.
That's my dad.
Oh, is that your dad? He looks cool.
Oh, that's cool.
That's like a Polish cop. What the fuck?
Polici.
Oh, damn. She did. This is all the people. Yep.
Look at the guy in the middle.
Oh, he.
Oh my gosh. That guy has beat people, bro.
Yeah, I would hate to get pulled over.
He takes his job way too seriously.
I want to get pulled over by the one on the far right.
Do you have to have a beard like that?
I'm going second to the... Second to the right.
Second to the right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, they look the friendliest.
I want to go far. I'm going far right, as I usually
do.
You're
going far right?
Yeah.
Wait. We're going far left. What are we talking about? We're going to get pulled over by
her. Yeah.
No, female cops shoot you immediately, dude.
Yeah, long as you're... Around.
Yeah. Well, if you scare them, you just can't scare
Well, they're
them.
Already scared before they pull you over. They're already scared.
I mean, rightfully so.
You're
going to go out there.
You're going to roll down the window, and they're going to shoot you 45 times.
You just raise your hand. Hey, oh, shit, fuck.
That guy on the far right, he's going to be cool about it.
It's something about his cheekbones being too high.
That's contour. Like, he did his makeup before the photo.
He looks like 50 Cent for that movie, like kind of, where he got real skinny.
Oh, man.
Look at that up.
Oh, look yeah. Didn't we look at
when
that
Brandon
recently?
Has the dreads on, that's who Brandon looks like. Ooh.
50 Cent AIDS.
Yeah. Doesn't the first one kind of look like Dom a little bit?
Oh, cancer. Yeah, huh? Cancer.
I said he looked like you a little bit, the first one.
The first one would like beat the shit out of you.
Who?
The real light-skinned cap.
That looks like
the
Dom.
Muslim guy.
The he's either Muslim or Mexican. I think he's Mexican.
He might be Egyptian.
Could be various. But look at that. Look to the second one. The second one,
right here.
That's the dress they put on. This. Man. Then look at that one right there. He really got the skinny, and the movie was just like,
yeah. He's like the black Christian Bale, dude.
Yep. Oh my God.
That's crazy as hell. We got to watch the movie now.
Who is this movie about? Who is that? Okay.
That's got to be a film.
It's Jonathan Silver.
Oh, shit.
Wearing Brandon's shirt.
All right, guys. We got to go. That's it.
Hell yeah. Good episode, boys.
Hell yeah. Hey.
Usable.
Year is coming out on the 16th, right?
Yes. 16th
of November. We got all kind of crazy shit. It's going to be segment after segment, skit after skit. And we're going to say some funny shit.
It's going to be insane. Right. The boys might not make it.
Hopefully I'm not dead.
There is a strong possibility. We won't film another until you die, die or not.
If I die, please have a candlelight. What is it?
Social visual.
Visual.
Oh, don't worry.
Visual.
We'll replace you with
Scrappy Dude.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll haunt you. I fucking hate Scrappy Dude.